All right, so here we are back on the internet radio through BBS. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. It is today, Wednesday, January the 18th, 2017. Good evening, or whenever you listen to this, good day.
My name is
out, located in California. We had another person join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening, hi. It's Cleo from Connecticut. How
hey,
are
Cleo.
You?
Hey, Cleo. Welcome.
Thank you.
How do you do today?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right.
How's your weather out there in California?
It's raining.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's good. Could use the rain.
Yep. Yeah, we have quite a bit already, and more coming, so it's good.
Yeah, makes up for all the times you didn't have it, right?
Exactly. There are quite some underground water sources which were pretty dried out, and the wells, so it's good. How's the weather on your end, Cleo?
Actually, it's very nice for January. It's been in the 40s and 50s, so...
All right.
We're pleased.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You usually get snow a lot there, too, or...?
Well, in the past we have, but this year we only had snow once, so I think it's going to be a mild winter. I really
all right.
don't think we'll get too much.
All right.
Which is fine.
If you're interested, highs, the Lake Mead water levels are the lowest since 1937.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Still at this point.
Yeah, they really haven't gone anywhere. You have to remember, we're still using it, and it's just being depleted constantly, so it's not being filled up fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Need a lot more rain, that's all.
Yeah, it's all supposed to dry up, I think, by the year 2022 or 2023 or something like that.
Burn less, right?
What?
Burn less. You got to burn the rain.
Well, yeah, it'd rather everyone else moves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everyone's going to have to do eventually, move.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Catherine from California.
Good evening to you, Catherine. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't know if anyone here has been paying attention to Fukushima, but we need to ask our sources for an intervention.
All right. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
Good to have you. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm from Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
And I heard another voice.
I'm Steve. Hi.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call. Steve, right?
Dave.
Dave. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good. Where are you located, Dave?
Atlantic City.
All right. Oh, that Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome.
Hi,
somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Prudence in Fort Myers, Florida.
Hello, Prudy. Are you going to stay in Florida?
No, I'm visiting.
All right. Nice
mm-hmm.
weather?
Very nice.
All right.
Hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Yes, good evening. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else that I missed? All right, then. I welcome all those folks that are here joining in through BBS online, through internet radio. We cannot hear you. We cannot see you, but we are glad you're participating. And we are past the clock of 6. We're waiting for our host, Winfrey, and our sister Terry Brown to show up here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday to you. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gail.
Good evening to you, Gail. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Smyrna.
Hello, Terry. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
All right. Good. Are you feeling good, Terry?
Yeah.
You have gotten over your earlier discomfort?
No, I have to build myself up and gain some more weight and stuff.
All right. Healing blessings, Terry.
Yeah.
All right, bunch of people joined in. Welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hey, Rick, Iowa City.
Hi, Rick. Welcome.
Hi.
I'm Rick, Lena in Sedona.
Hi.
Welcome, Elena.
Hello, Shirley, Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
That's Chris in Memphis.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Anyone else? Please say your name and location if you want to.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Win. Win, win. Where are you?
Was he on already or no?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Helen, Virginia.
Good evening, Helen. Welcome to the call.
Good evening.
And then welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Deb in Oregon.
Welcome back, Deb.
Thank you.
All right.
Has Wynn been here yet?
Go ahead. I was going to say, to those that are joining in here through BBS Radio Online, thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. As tonight's episode will be regarding the questions that are being submitted by you, the listener, feel free to ask a question. You can do that online per email as announced in the email for tonight's call. I actually can give you the email address. Which is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Right. So, Terry Brown, do you know if Wynn is going to be here shortly?
On the door and see what's going
on. All right. You're breathing in the mic, Terry.
Yeah. I can't mute it from here.
I'm glad you're breathing, believe me. Good evening, Walker. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Ron, and welcome to the call.
Thank you, Heis.
Right. And somebody else joined in. You're welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Eric, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Wynn? All right.
Wynn?
I think Wynn is still feeding the llamas.
I'm not sure where he went. He might be sitting in the pyramid he just built.
Okay. Did you have a llama with him or not?
Did he have a llama? I don't know. Everybody's waiting for you.
It's 7:05. I think there's a Dalai Lama with him.
Yeah.
Was he still milking the cow?
He's in the pyramid.
He's in the pyramid, all right.
He's raving about the energy at the pyramid.
Right.
I've got a pyramid right next to me here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not looking on. I'm not at the console, but somebody's breathing. I don't think it's Barry. Somebody else is breathing in the phone, I think. Be aware. All the lines are open.
Okay. He loves it being in the pyramid. He just put it up. He and Lena put it up yesterday.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Your name and location.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
All right.
There's been a change in Dutch Sense's website. He made a prediction, and within a certain time frame, and it didn't come about. And so he's trying to figure out, he's back at the drawing board, trying to figure out why. And there was a series of 6 earthquakes across the planet. And he was thinking maybe the energy from the earthquake, instead of being localized, kind of went across the planet. Hmm. So he was trying to figure it all out right now.
Very so cool. Going,
yes.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, Terry, about it, the influence that just our group might be having on that. And there's probably other groups around the world that are working on that sort of thing.
Yeah. And I notice sometimes there'll be a swarm instead of one big one.
Yeah.
And we're putting so much energy into it all the time. We're putting so much focus on it.
Yeah.
Somebody else joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please name a location.
Hi, this is Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Joni.
Hi.
Hey, good girl.
As long as you are breathing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the focus on this week on the Fiji earthquake, underwater earthquake, tsunami thing towards Fiji?
I know he mentioned Fiji. There was a number of earthquakes this week. And he thought that it would localize into big earthquakes off the coast of the west coast of the U.S. and Japan and Malaysia, but they didn't materialize, and so he's trying to figure out why they didn't. So,
yeah, I think there were 2 reports. I think Fiji had 2 of them, one day and then another day. I think if I remember right, I just came across a report. So I thought, wow.
I know. New Zealand has had some big ones, and Italy has had some.
Yeah. Quite active.
Gwen will be here in just a minute. Got intrigued with the pyramid and thought he was watching the time.
We had somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome. Please state your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Edna.
Good evening, Edna. Welcome.
Good night. Thank you, Shane.
All right. Turn in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
You know, it's John Siborowski's fault.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now what did I do?
She's teasing you.
No one's still breathing heavily on the phone.
Well, at least they're breathing. Uh-oh, now who was that? We got the weirdest people on. All right. So what? Here's my excuse. You ready?
Yeah.
I just built a pyramid in the backyard, and I put a little cot underneath it, and I wanted to see what it felt like. So, how many of you guys ever were in a pyramid, like a small one?
Yes.
Who is that?
This is Ron. I've got one sitting right next to me here. I've had it up for about a month and a half.
Do you notice? Is it amazing to you?
Yes. I noticed a tremendous difference.
Yeah. It's going to be my next project to put out to the group because it is amazing. I mean, you go in it and there is this flow of energy that I immediately started to feel. And do you sleep in it?
No, mine isn't that big. It's about a 4-foot base.
Uh-huh.
It stands about 5 foot high.
So you can sit down.
Occasionally I'll sit in it. I keep water in it. I keep 3 gallons of water that we cycle out every day.
Yeah. Well, in any case, I was a little tired, and I said I'm going to just sleep a little bit, take a little nap before the call, and I knocked on the window. Can you hear me knocking on the window, Terry? Terry? Thank you, Ben.
He's at the pyramid.
I was trying to alert Terry that I was in the pyramid.
I see. Well, I knew you were out there, but I didn't get the message.
You didn't put it together, right?
Right.
Use copper?
What's that?
Do you use copper to make it?
No. Who's that, Raiden? That's not Raiden, is it?
Chris.
I've
heard a lot of people use copper to make that.
I used PVC pipe, okay? And I kept reading to try to decide if I should use copper or not. And I said, well, I'm going to try one with PVC pipe because it's cheaper. And then I'll make another one with copper and compare them, you know? But you want to, I have to figure out the difference, okay, how it impacts you. But I know the one I made really was amazingly strong. And I just had, like, the deepest sleep. All right? And, but stay tuned, okay? Let's see here. I'm just getting our questions ready. Okay. All right. Jerry, you ready? No. Good. We can start.
No.
Okay. Hang on. Let me mute everybody. Thank you guys for being patient with us.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hey, Evan, I'm not online and I also need to hang up here shortly.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the console, so we're okay. All right.
Yes.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive can enter. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And Terry is breathing into the mic a little bit. She moved her mic a little bit away from her mouth.
And, or maybe toward my mouth?
Well, you know, maybe in the corner of your mouth. But, you know, if you're in line with your breath and your breath goes across the mic, it's going to create problems, you know? So.
Well, I tried to, because I'm not breathing through my mouth, I'm breathing through my nose, so I move away from my nose.
I see. Okay. All right. And you can move it away from your mouth like 2 or 3 inches, and then it will be away from airstreams, you know? But let's try it the way it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, in the harmony of the universe, in the presence of the one infinite creator. We greet each and every person as you are part of God's family, each and every one of you is part of it, and really, it is an intrinsic part of the way things have developed, and so you are never alone, even though it may seem that you are. We are cognizant of energies moving across the earth right now, and the slight changes which change your relationship slightly to the ground that you are living on. There are adjustments, and it may create symptoms of disorientation slightly as you readjust to the shift in energies. We are anxious to hear your questions. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, it is not meant for you at this time. Even though somebody may ask the same question as yours, the answer may not apply. Different answers for different people, different situations, even to the same question. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Okay. First question is from Don Herman in Ohio, I believe.
Yes.
Can this, actually, no, there's a couple of people that are in the same ballpark today asking questions, but they're different people. So we'll start out with Don Herman and see how the answers differ, okay?
All right.
Can the sources recommend a technique for removing blocks that may be holding us back, especially subconscious ones we may not even be aware of? Thank you.
Thank you. When there are blocks that you aren't aware of, you can review your life, and the blocks have a result or an outcome in your life that lead to results or information about your life that you may not be aware of, but that the block leads you to a skewed result, and you may be aware that the result isn't what you would seek. So if you start with where you're at and you review, it's like, how do you feel about your life? Is there something you would wish to feel better about, some emotion, frustration that you would like to feel better about? It is a sign something is deeper. You can track these discomforts or these disharmonies. You can track them back to a belief system that is outmoded, or a belief system somehow that was appropriate at one time, but it is not appropriate for all time, or disruption between what is real and, for instance, maybe taking too long on projects or the solution to projects, and one can dig into the Akashic Record to find more better solutions, or to sidestep the frustration and look behind it and see what data is stacked up there. Don't blame yourself. Be kind to yourself. Thank you.
Let me ask a follow-up question. And it's like, when somebody is looking at it like a belief system that's holding them back,
can you speak louder?
Yeah, when somebody is looking at it like there's a belief system holding them back, okay?
They may not see it as a belief system. It may be part and parcel of what they think is true.
That may not be, it may be beyond a belief system. Plus, that there's patterns that people have that are kind of programmed into them. It's beyond the belief system. It's being angry at everyone or being traumatic. It's the fear that people are going to hurt you, and it's not safe to be loving. And those go very deep, and people sometimes just hit their heads against the wall, even myself in a period of my time, hitting my head against the wall when I could, in my mind, see what I was doing, but I didn't know, I didn't have the tools how to correct it. It took me a long time to correct it, And maybe it had to take a long time. Maybe I couldn't do it any other way except the way I did it. But I know at the time I would have said, how do I do this faster? How do I do it faster? How do I get through this? I can see what's bothering me. I can see what I'm doing. I can see, for me, I had a self-rejection thing that had to do with my father rejecting me. And it probably went back before my father, probably went back into other lifetimes. And so it was very deep. And I know people have these kinds of things. And can you make a comment on that?
Yes. The key is in the emotion. It is the access to what is going on. The anger that keeps on. The anger that one tries to resist. The anger that is present there. That is what can be worked on. To take a look at the anger for a minute in one silence of one's day and see the anger and see what is attendant to the anger and deal with the anger to experience it and to see how one can work with it. It might not necessarily be anger either. It might be grief. It might be an emotion. It might be antagonism. And one can experience it. And just while one is experiencing it, see if one can look at it intently and straight on and be experience it, and it is like a handle on what is going on and something that can be worked with and can be looked at and experienced and laughed at can be played out in the light of day when one is re-experiencing it in one's sanctity of one's day.
You know, there is a some people have a quality of entitlement and they're angry. And it seems as if they think other people are supposed to fix them. And they actually believe that. It's kind of like,
yes.
How should somebody with entitlement, I guess the first thing is for them to identify that they have entitlement.
They might not know. They may have been a king or a queen in some past life for everyone. Brought them everything they needed. They had to say the word, and they got it, and they felt just by their position, their genetics, that they were entitled. And it is begging for a fall from the discrepancy between reality and what they think is reality. One might not see it, but it may be opening one for a big fall.
If one can recognize that they do have entitlement, if they can look at it and recognize it, how can they approach getting over it?
Well, first of all, is the entitlement theirs, or did they adopt it from somewhere, from their family's attitude? isn't their own or isn't inherited. First of all, is to look at it and see. Of course, they're entitled to clothes, and of course, they are entitled to be the next king, and of course, they are entitled to a relationship. They can see, perhaps, that it is not going so well, but if they don't, it may bring them the things that they are asking for because they feel they are entitled. But then, it is a soft situation, not a hot reality that can connect and couple with what is real. And they may be in for a rude surprise at some point.
Thank you. Okay, the next question is almost the same question. It's from somebody that prefers to remain anonymous, which is, how can I change my beliefs so I can change my life for my highest good?
Thank you. It depends upon identifying what your beliefs are. Sometimes it's very hard to identify what you really believe because it is your reality. And of course it's true, so you don't even question it. So the first thing is to observe, and in some area, if things aren't working out, just taking a look and seeing what your beliefs are in that area. Of course I'm supposed to have a wonderful job served me on a platter. I'm supposed to get it, but how come it never happens? So there's a problem. There's a discrepancy between reality and what is going on. And so when you have a belief system, you might not even know that you have a belief system that is that out of phase with reality. So reality will tell you when you are out of phase with it. And it will lead you to beliefs that may not be working.
Thank you. So, in other words, this is something that I know is true, or I think is true for me, is that what goes on outside you is a macrocosm of what's going on inside you. And if you watch and observe your blocks, things that keep repeating themselves, the patterns, it's like be a detective. It will lead you into what's going on inside you to cause those things to keep occurring.
Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes it looks like we're victims, but we're really not victims. We, on some level, are projecting what's happening to us. And I don't say every time, all the time, there's never an exception to that, but in a great majority of times, we are creating it. And, you know, we've been doing it for so long, and even maybe even lifetimes, that it is not easy to see it, because it feels like that's who I am. That's the way the world responds to me. So
yes, and it may, the world may indeed respond for a while.
Yeah.
That way.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Next question is from, I want to say Rich Buckley had sent a question in last week that I didn't get to, but he didn't send it this week. So let's send it again if you're motivated to hear the answer. All right, this is from Prudence. And let me see, where is Prudence? Okay.
Florida.
Well, Prudence, she's in Fort Myers, Florida right now, okay? Although I think she's traveling, but that's where she is this evening. Okay? So the question is, I have a quick kind of personal question, but it may be a benefit to others in the same boat. I've been on a special diet for 4 to 5 months. It is vegan, no meat, fish, dairy, no normal oils, and GMO-free. It's mostly raw, with lots of rice and beans. The diet seems to really be helping my GI system, and inflammation is better. But I wonder if the diet might be missing nutrients, as science can be person-specific. Can you comment on this? And is there something I need to add to the diet? Is this diet, exercise, meditation, and medicine helping me? I have a pain and inflammation issue. Thanks so much for all you do. Prudence.
Thank you. Make sure that you get enough B12, enough minerals. See, compare how you are feeling with how you wish to feel, and take a look at times in your life when you felt very good, and use the criteria to see how to make your diet better. The raw food gives you enzymes, so you make more use of your food than from cooked food. But make sure you get enough protein and enough minerals, and that is a comment. Thank you.
Okay. She did send a second email where she commented, I'm told that the GMOs and other crap was introduced into our diets to slowly lead to leaky gut syndrome. Therefore, the body cannot absorb the nutrients in the food. A slow, progressive decline in health. Now, I didn't hear that before, but I think it's possible, okay?
It is possible because the GMO in diet, it pays to keep track of, to eliminate GMOs from the diet, because the factors like the spraying of the crops just as they're ripe, the wheat, the flax, spraying them so that they die and then they're easier to harvest. Has a very detrimental effect upon the whole food chain of the particularly in the country of USA.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Sherry in Bozeman, Montana. And she says, I have been feeling a little lightheaded, dizzy, and kind of dizzy this year. is this the higher energies coming onto the planet or what? And we seem to ground nightly on the planetary healing call, which is a good thing. And I wanted to add a question, which I think is implied here, and that is, it probably is connected to energies coming into the planet, the dizziness and lightheadedness. And if someone is feeling that, what do you recommend they can do?
First of all, take note of where this is coming from, Bozeman, Montana. I've been the recipient of a couple of earthquakes, and just in the coordinates slightly the ground, which can create lightheadedness, particularly after a shift. Keep track of the incidents of earthquakes in Bozeman, and then see if it matches up with times of lightheadedness.
Thank you. Question from Robin in Orange County. Okay. And just wondering, Robin, I want to point out to you, the way you're asking the question, is implied, for me, disempowerment, okay? And I'm going to ask the question, but then I'm going to rephrase it so it's not in a disempowering kind of phraseology. Just wondering if there is relief coming soon for my health, financial, and depression. And what more can I do to move forward to accomplish my divine mission? Thank you. Well, where the disempowerment comes is there relief coming soon for my health, financial, and depression? And my experiences for myself, and also I observe this with other people, on some level, those things don't change by themselves. Let me say that again. They don't change by themselves. There is something that you have to do to make them change. And when it's a really big pattern, you can only do little things at a time. And every time you do something, you start to lay a track, okay? Now, where you say, what more can I do to move forward to accomplish my divine mission? I would say, what more can I do to get relief for the things that are holding you back? Okay? And that'll automatically start to empower you to do things that are higher. You won't be so blocked, you know? But there's actions you can take. And sometimes you have to experiment to find the action. You'll know you're doing a good action when you feel the energy lift. Okay? The energy will lift when you do it. Okay? And that's my thoughts on that. And let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. Things can change in a heartbeat, and it takes connection with the outside world that can begin to bring you in things that you very much need. It can change in a heartbeat. It can connecting us to the right people and making sure that this is the correct connection can really help.
Thank you. Was there any validity in what I said?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Edna. She wants to know if she's lived on other planets. If so, which planets? She has a passion watching the skies at nighttime and feel like I'm missing home, wherever the home is or was located. Thank you, Edna.
Thank you. You were a leader. Yeah. Another sector. And you were powerful. And as such, you were captured and brought to Earth. And things have been difficult. But there has been tremendous opportunity for growth with your connections with the higher realms, and you have been a beacon for many on the earth. So, we see another planet, which is parallel to Earth planet, which you were very much a leader for. We see the world as that. And you were very much missed. Your guidance was very much missed. And since bringing to Earth, it has been a struggle to deal with the energies. You are doing very well, though. By energies, we mean the experimentation and implantation that occurred on Earth, and dealing with it has been an immense learning experience for you, and difficult.
Thank you. Did she have a lifetime on Sirius? Sirius?
I prefer not to look too deeply into this at this time.
Okay. Next question. We're getting through all the questions. In spite of the fact that I was sleeping. Okay. This is from, let me see. This is from Michelle. Is this Michelle Cambria? I think so. Okay. But here's the question, the general question. If that's Michelle in Cambria, next time you submit a question, put your city, okay? I want to ask the Elohim about what emotions and reactions can be shifted within us humans that then in turn will help bring about the results we are asking for during whole planet healing. For example, what can we heal in ourselves that lessens the number of earthquakes? A quaking sensation is usually caused by fear. Is fear in human beings contributing to earthquakes? If so, what is a phrase or thought we could say to ourselves to cut through our fears? Thank you.
Thank you. Do not feel that you are responsible for these earthquakes. These earthquakes have their own generation, their own encapsulation, their own derivative. And it is a matter of riding the energy, understanding the energy. And when you put in energy that can help the generation of the earthquake or the area of Earth, it is a help that you are providing. It is not something that you are co-causing. However, your co-creation with the Earth can help it to moderate for the highest good. We always put for the highest good. The vibrations that are happening.
Thank you. One more question. This is from Helen in Virginia Beach. And I've read extensively about the benefits of how regression therapy or hypnosis regression may or may not help a person overcome health, body, or other issues they have in this lifetime. I am remembering several of my past lives, but mostly they explain the interest and gifts in this lifetime, but none that explain many of my health, body, fear of certain things, people I consider better than me, fear of success. I want to try to overcome these issues. I was warned by a psychic that one of my daughters had such bad lifetimes, she should never try a past life regression, as it will make her issues in this life worse. My question is, can past life regression help some people and make others worse? If that is true, how can a person know in advance of trying it? Or is it something we need to leave alone and just wait until it comes in dreams and visions?
Thank you. Some of the people have a rough track, and so moving into the track can appear to make things worse, and the symptoms can appear to get much worse the closer one gets to the incident. It can be hard for the person to continue towards the revelation of what really happened, because as the person gets closer, the symptoms get stronger and stronger. And the symptoms getting stronger, the fears, the emotions getting stronger, let you know that you are going toward the source of the problem. It is hard to keep on an even keel when one is moving toward the source of an incident that has been very disruptive. But if one, as if they were grasping the wheel of the car as it careens down a mountainside road, if they can keep hold of it, eventually the symptoms can begin after they've been exposed, can begin to bring realizations for the now. So with the symptoms getting worse, it is a sign that one is getting closer to the knowledge of what really happened. And it can be very difficult to keep one's balance as one moves into that. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 7:57. I didn't record this call. It is, if somebody is dialing the number to listen to the replay, this is January 18th, 2017. We'll be able to download it from BBS and then put it up on the Spirit Channel. Probably check tomorrow, okay? And it'll probably be done. But if you're calling up, I'm just putting this up so you know, it's not on the telephone replay.
Your conference recording has stopped.
And on that note, let's go to Whole Planet Healing. Thank you, everyone who asked questions. Thank you all who are working hard on yourself. On the question about regression therapy that you asked, Helen, you might ask another question. It says, does it matter who helps, who does your regression? And can you get wrong information? Okay? I would have asked that if there was time, but there isn't. So
it does matter. It does matter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Alan, ask more questions so, you know, you can get the criteria of how to, if you're going to get regression therapy, how to pick a good therapist for you, okay? To get people that have good testimonials.
Yes.
Okay. They're not letting me go until next week, are they? All right. If we ask more questions, think of them. I think it's an important decision. And it's 7:59. Whole Planet Healing. Hi, are you on the line? Wait a second. Here. Anybody have the number for
all callers are unmuted.
Wait a second, I just unmuted everybody. Anyone got the number in front of you?
Yeah, it's 1-712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513.
250-513. And if you didn't get that, if you didn't get that, just go to WholePlanetHealing.com and it's on there. And we'll see you there in just a moment. Over and out.